We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Ebony K. Williams, joining us.
That's right.
She's an attorney.
She's definitely an attorney.
And
she's a podcast host.
She has her own show coming up.
With the good brother, Dustin. Yeah, she has her own court show coming out, mm-hmm. Equal Justice. But, you know, she gives out legal advice quite often on her podcast, Holding Court.
Correct. And since we have her here, and we got her for the low.
As far as we know,
it's free 99.
Okay,
it's free
99. All right. We got that. Keep that recorded, please.
Yeah, we got that recorded.
That's on the record.
Enter that into evidence.
That's right. So 800-585-1051. If you need any type of legal advice, she's here, and we'll go right to the lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay.
Jay, what's up, man? What's your question for Ebony?
So listen, I done had custody of my daughter since she was 3. She just turned 12 last year. Kind of going through some things, so I kind of let her move back in with her mom. Mm-hmm. But now it's a situation where my daughter wants to move back with me, but her mom wants to kind of keep her. And I understand because they've been missing that time, but I think my daughter's just more comfortable staying with me. But we haven't filed any, like, custody papers or nothing like that other than, like, when I went to court when she was 3.
Yeah.
So it's like, should I have got any papers establishing custody? What can I do?
Let me help you out, Jay. Let me help you out. It's actually pretty simple on this one. The good news about child support and child custody, there's only one actual law. Best interest of the child. That's it. It's totally controlling. Who makes that decision? That will be a judge in family court. So this is the thing, Jay. If you've had custody since from 3 to 12, you probably still have legal and physical custody, but for a change in the agreement. So if you really want your daughter to come back and stay with you and that's what she wants, you could probably have that happen. If your wife tries to, her mother, tries to fight you for it, then you can petition a court for sole legal and physical custody, and the judge will decide who is her best interest. And if it's you, you're good.
Okay.
Good luck, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning.
What's your question for Ebony K. Williams?
All right, so I went to court back in November for a child support court.
Got it.
So the next thing I knew, I'm waiting. The judge, we had to be let in through Zoom. So we get in. My ex-husband gets in. Everybody's in. The judge says, okay, well, sir, how can you prove that you have a diagnosis from a doctor that says you cannot work? Mm. He says, well, I never went to a doctor, but I have a condition called drop foot. And the judge is like, well, I would need some medical documentation saying that you have this condition and you cannot work. Mind you, this is a man that just came to New York in September and built his mom's basement. Okay. So he's very functional, you understand?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
So I'm in the Zoom meeting just watching all this play out. He told the judge, well, I've been sending her $150 a month. This only started the month before court. And the only reason he started doing that is because he got served with the court papers.
Right.
So this is not something he has been doing and whatnot. Why did the judge order him to continue paying $150 without no medical documentation and without asking for any taxes? Without, there was no papers that he put in. Like, I had to put in my income. I had to put in my bank statement. I had to put, you know, I forgot the word that it happens before court. You have to add all these documents in via the internet.
Sure.
And
So is your issue that you want him to pay more child support?
I want him to pay a proper amount.
All right, so let me tell you what to do. I hear you. I totally hear your frustration. It sounds like what you're telling me sounds like a lot of steps were missed, but let's get to solutions, right? So you need to file an amendment. You need to say you want an amendment to your child support order. You need to suggest to the court whatever you think is a reasonable amount, $500, $750, whatever it is for you, sis. And
then, not even. I wanted $400 a month.
So then that's what you got to do the legwork. And this is frustrating, y'all, because in child support and family law, it's not like criminal law. It's not even like civil law. It's all on the parties to do the legwork. And I know that that does not seem fair. It's very expensive.
Before you say anything, I've done this three times. Mind you, I fought for custody for my daughter six times. And the only reason I didn't win before is because he worked at a job that paid him $160,000 a year. So he wasn't trying to give up my daughter. He wasn't, because he knew he would have to pay me 17% of his paycheck.
Correct.
And he was like, no, I want custody of her. She's doing good in school. This is a child I had called in years ago. This is a child that they put in a cab at 5 years old to take a cab, a regular cab. Like, you call the cab company and they come. And this is all of that. This is stemming from all of that.
Yeah.
Well, I finally got custody after paying $9,000 to a different lawyer.
Yeah.
And I got custody. The judge was like, no, wait a minute, this isn't right. Mm-hmm. So now, look, I'm dealing with this again with child support. It's ridiculous.
So what do you suggest?
Yeah, it's a frustrating system, man. I hear it in her voice. You can hear the emotion there, and that's real. Because family court systems are essentially a made-up system. And they are designed for money. You know what I mean? And by the way, what she mentioned about her ex or whatever making $160 a year and going for full custody, that's getting very common. You see the high-earning parent, male or female, non-binary, don't matter, saying, I'm no longer willing to concede high child support payments, just give me custody. We see it all the time.
I mean, I just, you know, and not to do anybody's, you know, what they make, but if you make $160,000 and all you give for that child is $150,
trash.
Something's wrong.
It's trash.
Well, come on, there's taxes. So technically, that person's probably only making like an 80, 90.
But still, $150 for your child a month and your child's old, 5 years old, 6 years old?
That's a lot of money in some places.
No, $150 a month when you make that much money? Come on, bro.
No, Char.
I'm not saying that's good. She deserves more, but that is a lot of money. Some people don't get that. I know people that get $40 in child support.
Yeah, but do their partner make $160,000?
I don't know.
You know? I you have kids. You know, $150 between food, activities, schooling, clothes,
transportation.
Don't put me in this situation, sir.
Take me out.
Then don't put me in this.
All right.
I'm not a good example.
You're right. 800-585-1051. Ebony K. Williams is here. Of course, she's an attorney, and she's answering all your legal questions. So call her now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Our guest host, Ebony K. Williams, is here. Of course, she's an attorney, and she's answering all your legal questions for free.
That's right.
I said free, so you better call up and ask her what you need, And we have Brandy on line three. Brandy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Brandy.
What's your question?
So my question is, I bought a truck from one of major parts, a used truck. And within the first 48 hours, my service engine light came on. And I have went through, this was January, and my truck has been serviced by this company minimum of 10 times. Mm. I have been promised by different managers that they're going to fix it. They're going to replace my truck. And now, here we are. Truck still acting up. It's not working right. And now they're dodging me. And I can't get any help anywhere. So I'm just wondering, legally, do I have any feet to stand on?
You, yeah. Brandy, I got good news for you. You got a case. Depending on where you live, it sounds like you said the truck started acting funny after, did you say 48 hours?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, so most states have a lemon law. A lemon law says if your vehicle starts acting up, it could be anywhere from 30 days to, I've seen, up to 90 days, you are entitled to a new vehicle. You don't even have to continue to pay or invest in service. But you are going to need a lawyer. And my hope for you, Ms. Brandy, is you can find an attorney that specializes in lemon law litigation that will take your case on a contingency fee versus a retainer and allow you to pay their fees after you get some relief. That's my hope for you, dear.
Okay.
Good luck, mama.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sabrina. How are you? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sabrina. What's your question for Ebony K. Williams?
So I purchased a home in 2020. So my mortgage was $2,500. In October of 2022, the bank said they made a mistake. I didn't have enough in escrow, so now the mortgage is $3,402. Mm. Is that legal? Can they do that?
First of all, congratulations on your home purchase, Sabrina.
Thank you.
I would need a couple more facts to give you a solid answer, but the short answer is probably, actually. Because of the nature of the fiscal agreement between your lender and yourself, basically, you were given a mortgage payment amount on a conditional term. And once they found that they made a mistake, I hear you, it was their mistake of not calculating the escrow account properly, but then you would have to carry the extra expense. That's likely the scenario.
Okay.
And remember, escrow can change depending. You know, so if your tax goes up, your escrow can go up. Also, if you have an adjustable rate, it can go up as well. And same thing with insurance, because insurance is an escrow as well. So if your insurance goes up, meaning there's a lot of stolen cars in your neighborhood, your insurance goes up, your escrow can go up as well. So you just need to find out why it went up. Check your escrow, because it happened to me the other day. Mine actually went down, and I was trying to figure out what happened. I thought I wasn't paying enough. But depending on taxes and insurance, your escrow can go up and down.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, Ms. Sabrina.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kay.
All right, what's your question for Ebony K. Williams?
Okay, so I have a 7-year-old son. He's in second grade. He came home last week, Wednesday, and he told me that his teacher during a lesson said that black people need to smile so that we can see them.
That's an old joke. Jesus Christ. That's an old school joke.
You can't tell me
that ain't an old school joke.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Miss K. Damn.
Oh, okay, so I contacted the school, the assistant principal. She didn't seem as upset as that she should have been, that someone in her school is, you know, teaching kids this. I went a little further. I decided to contact the teacher. She did admit to me that it was something that she stated, but and the purpose of stating that in a lesson. I didn't like the way that then went, so then I contacted the dean of the school. I sent an email so that I can have a record of me contacting. I then got another call from the head principal. Long story short, they moved his class, which is what I was asking. But he's not okay. He's not okay mentally. He's not okay emotionally. Even though he's only 8, just turned 8 on Sunday, he's very in touch with his feelings. He doesn't understand why someone would say of a different color that his color, he has to smile to be seen. He just keeps saying, just turn on the light. He's crying.
Charlamagne, stop laughing.
These are old school jokes, man.
Okay, listen. Let me. Jesus Christ. Let me try to help you out here. So this is horrific what you're describing. I actually, not even joking with you, I think you need to think about calling Bing Crump. I really do. Because I think what you're going to have a case for is what we call emotional distress. Okay, that's a tort claim. That's a classic tort claim that says that someone has intentionally inflicted, and by this, in this case, it would be the words, right? Saying something so outrageous, horrendous, soul-crushing to a young formative years, your son's seven, they're understanding identity, who they are in this world, which is already hard enough. And for someone, especially a white person, even if a black teacher said this, I want to be clear, y'all, you still got a claim.
Absolutely.
You know, but a white teacher saying it, it makes it just more egregious towards your son. So I think you got a legitimate emotional distress complaint. And what does that look like in terms of money? You would get damages to make sure your son has payment for his mental health treatment. If he needs any anti-anxiety or anti-depression medication. Like, so we would add all that up in the claim. And so we want this times 10, 15, 20 for punitive damages. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Call Ben, or some civil rights attorney. Yeah.
Good luck, mama.
Okay, I've been awesome. Thank you so much.
Did you go to the school and call the teacher some names?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say you should have pricked the little man with some jokes.
I'm trying to do it the right way.
But you're right. You got to tell him stay on the floor. He fell on the floor. Stay there. You hurt. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But just so you know, just so Charlamagne, right? Teacher says something. What would you respond?
I got to see the teacher. You know what I'm saying? If she white, she going to get some white jokes.
Wait, so she going to say...
No, I wouldn't say nothing racial.
No.
You know what I mean? I'd call it mayonnaise or something like that. You know what I mean?
Because that's not racial at all.
That's not racial.
Right.
Right.
That's not racial at all.
That's all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Something light. I would have to see the teacher, though. I'm sure that there's some good things that he could have said about the teacher, but you're doing the right thing.
Yes, he could have.
Nah, cash out, Kay. Teach your son to cash
thank
out.
Thank you.
You walk in the store and you slip and fall, you stay on that floor.
You stay on that ground.
You know, somebody hits you in the back with a car, everything hurts.
That's right.
My neck and my back. You doing the right thing.
All right.
You know what I mean? But those are some old school jokes. I've heard all of those.
Yeah.
By the way, I've used all of those. We used to use those back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Long time ago.
On each other. I never heard a teacher
say
that to a student. That's
not in 2023.
No. I did hear teachers used to body shame back in my day, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Teachers will call a kid fat in a minute.
They're fat ass, yeah.
They'll call a kid fat in a minute. It wasn't nothing racially driven, but they'll call a kid fat in a minute.
All right. 800-585-1051. Ebony K. Williams is still here.
Yes, and make sure if you want more of that legal advice, man, subscribe to the Holding Court podcast with Ebony K. Williams wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way. Tiffany Haddish, will she be doing Girls Trip 2? We'll find out when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.